You're listening to 89.1 KMUW NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Bassist Ricky Phillips joined the band Styx in 2003. He says that coming into what many see as a simple pop band changed his playing and made him a better musician. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Phillips and has more.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
When musician Ricky Phillips got a call from his old friend Tommy Shaw of Styx, he thought he'd landed an incredible gig. And after a lengthy conversation, Shaw said that the band would hire Phillips without an audition. But they couldn't, because there was a skill Phillips had to prove that he had before he could actually join the band. Here, Ricky Phillips recalls exactly what Shaw said.
We all have to get in a room and sing together. It's got to sound like Styx.
I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone.
Long story short, we got together and we sang.
Hangman is coming down from the gallows and I don't have very long.
Phillips began his recording career with the Babies in the early days of the Reagan era. Later, he formed Bad English with members of Journey and the Babies. By the time he came to Styx 13 years ago, he was a seasoned pro. Buddy says joining that band has given him the musical education of a lifetime.
Those guys have taught me all kinds of little tricks, and for 20 minutes before we go out every night, we stand face to face and sing and work on that blend so that when you go out there, you're not thinking about it. I always kind of explain to my friends, you know, look, we warm up on our instruments, we warm up on our voices. You know, back in the day when Tiger Woods owned the golf world, he didn't just jump out of the car and run to the first tee with a golf club in his hand. You know, he was there a couple hours working on various parts of his game, and that's what I think a real true musician does too.
Phillips adds that singing wasn't the only musical challenge he faced in Styx. This very American band had a different way of playing than the groups Phillips cut his teeth on.
You know, I grew up very influenced by British rock and roll. And in British rock and roll, which is strongly derived from American blues, they feel everything way on the backside. And Styx is really on the beat, and it kind of gives it a little extra energy for some reason. One of the things that I had to do when I came into the band was to figure that out, because I had played for years on the backside of the beat. It makes the beat much bigger, and you've got the first hit of the kick, and just fractionally behind it, you have the bass hitting, and it makes, of course, now a bigger downbeat. I had to figure out how to play on the beat for the most part. There's some backside sort of songs, like Snowblind is a good example.
Ricky Phillips says that along the way, he's also gained a deeper appreciation of Styx's music. At its commercial peak in the late 1970s, Styx was a favorite target of critics who felt that the group offered little more than pop fluff. But for some, taking a deep dive into the group's albums tells a different story. Phillips points to Tommy Shaw's composition, Fooling Yourself, from 1977's Grand Illusion.
I think there's three different time signatures in that song, and it comes off as this just appealing sort of nice story, nice melody, great harmonies. And then this little spacey section in the middle that is very proggy and out there. And then it comes back in with this big chorus that takes it out. Tommy Shaw, when he wrote that, I don't know what planet he was on, but it's one of the coolest pieces of music.
Philip says that fans coming to see the band can expect to hear renditions of classic songs that are as close as possible to the records.
We play all the songs in the original keys. We sing all the parts. Not everybody can do that. We can. For some reason, we all work on our voices enough to where we're able to present the songs just the way they were recorded in the same keys.
With 4 and sometimes 5 consecutive shows a week, Phillips knows that he has to take care of the instrument that helped him land the job with Styx, his voice.
Today is we've got 4 in a row, and I think we have a day off, then we have 5 in a row, then we have another 5 in a row. So to do that and to keep the voices fresh, like you can hear a little bit of gravel in my throat right now. I sang full out last night, but after I'm done with this conversation, I'm not going to talk for about 4 hours.
For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.
Find the cost of freedom buried in the ground. Mother Earth will swallow you, lay your body down. Find the cost of freedom buried in the ground. Mother Earth will swallow you. Lay